Hello, you are listening to Season 2, Episode 1 of The Depression Diaries. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone listening and supporting me along the way. We are happy to be back for the new year. We've got some fresh topics to discuss for Season 2. Anyway, thanks again for coming along on this journey with me, and I hope you like this episode. Thank you. Today, I want to talk about unrequited friendship and unrequited love in general. It doesn't have to be romantic love or even the platonic sort, any kind of unrequited love whatsoever. It brings out the worst in those of us with depression, right? Anybody that has any sort of insecurity or major anxiety issues, realizing many times way too late when someone doesn't value you can be extremely damaging. I've had a lot of stories about this brought to my attention recently, just through, friends and, and other interactions. And I just wanted to talk about it because I think we've all been through this, right? And as we come into the new year, one of the things that I want to encourage everybody to do is find your people that you know that they care about you, that, you may go through times of separation or through, times where you can't, see each other or talk to each other all the time, but you know that in a pinch that they would be there for you, that they want to be there for you, and that they'd do anything in their power to help you. And you feel the same way about them. Find those people. Don't spend time on people who wouldn't show you the same sort of love and care that you would show them. Because at the end of it all, those people aren't going to be there, whether it's at your deathbed or, through any other time of crisis, the people that weren't there for you at that time are never going to be, they're never going to be there for you in the long run. They're just not. People will show you with their actions what their intentions are. And it's no one's responsibility to make up for our, for our mental illness or our struggles. But a part of friendship is loving through thick and thin, no matter what. And you should look for those that give you the same kind of energy that you give them. And I encourage everybody in 2020 to love with a reckless abandon, but yet, sometimes that's really scary, right? Sometimes it's just choose the people carefully that you give that to. I know that in various times in my life, I've been unfortunately not very choosy about who I spend that sort of effort on. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who just want to suck up your time and emotional energy while they can, and they don't really want to give you anything in return. But the good news is that's not everybody. It's
It's actually, when you really sit down and think about it, it's actually very easy to differentiate between the people who are there, who truly want to help, who truly, truly love you. It's pretty easy to pick those people out. And unfortunately, most of us spend our entire lives wanting the things that we can't have, wanting the things that are like just out of reach. And if you're chronically depressed or anxious, you can double that, triple it. Can't really put a number on it. There will be people, whether it's parents, whether it's friends, whether it's family, no matter what it is, there'll be people that will disappoint you and that will never give you what you want from them, the kind of love that you'd like to give them. They won't always be able to do that for you. And so moving forward, it's really important to identify that as early as you can, which is not easy. I get it in the moment, like you make a new friend, you make a new friend or you go on a date and everything feels new and exciting and you feel like you're walking on air. You have this energy. And at some point you realize, hey, we were never meant to necessarily be lifelong friends, or we were never meant to be in each other's lives long term. We were, just sort of passing through. And that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong. Sometimes there are people that come into your lives, that come into your life at the right time, and then they move out, and that's all there is to it. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. It's just important not to confuse the two. There's been times in my life, especially in my early 20s, where I had a lot of these friends that would kind of drift in and out, right? And I would always hope that those would turn into, these lifelong friendships where, we were just always in each other's lives, and I could just, call them at any time, and the same thing for them, that it would just be this, this beautiful friendship. Because part of being depressed and anxious all the time is that sometimes you find it difficult to connect with people, and then, sometimes too easy, right? So, shared trauma is like a window into other people's souls, and sometimes you can lean into that too hard and realize that there's really nothing else that you have in common. And, while it may have been therapeutic, it may be therapeutic to talk to somebody or be with someone who has similar experiences to your own, it doesn't necessarily make a long-term friendship or a long-term relationship of any sort. It could just be that all it is a conversation. And unfortunately, that is just the nature of the beast. I've always had this extreme fear of abandonment, that I think that every new person, or even old people that have been in my life forever, I always think that they are just one misstep, one mistake from myself away from leaving my life forever, right? You know, I've been very fortunate to have lots of friends and family that that love me through everything, but there's always this this part of me that is afraid that if I'm imperfect, everybody in my life will just leave me, just drop me immediately. And so sometimes that irrational fear allows me to make some really poor decisions. And it can make you a little manic. I really wish that I could say that this had never really, you know, been a major part of my life, but it has. Say from somewhere around middle school, I just started to get really fed up with the idea of you know, being alone, not having people to walk through life with. So I just, you know, I started to, you know, do whatever I need to do to have those things. So, you know, I changed a lot of my personality. I changed a lot of myself to fit the person I thought I needed to be. There are aspects of my character that I still do that with, right? Whether it's personality mirroring in a conversation just to make myself more likable, and then realizing that and being super awkward the entire time I talk to somebody, and then I just end up not making a single genuine connection. Because I haven't been genuine. I've just been saying things that I thought somebody else would like to hear. Abandonment and the fear of loneliness can be a huge motivator for just some of our very worst decisions. And in order to move through our lives as real and as authentic as we possibly can be, and as honestly as we can, we have to have some distance from those emotions before making decisions, so that we can not just avoid mistakes, but also do things that will actually make you happy. Because just going along to get along for somebody else is not ever going to make you happy. It might make you safe in certain contexts, but it'll never make you happy. Here recently, I've been able to engage in like the sort of creativity that I haven't been able to in probably about 10 years. It's because, you know, I allowed myself to be honest with myself about, you know, about certain things, and it turns out that being honest with yourself can remove certain blocks in your mind. It might be ugly. It might be really ugly. But it's so much better So much better than lying to yourself or pretending. My goal for the year, something that I'm thinking about constantly right now, is how to. I'm not saying that I want to care less about other people, because that's not true. I don't want to care less about other people. Because I care deeply. I want to make more decisions based on what's best for me, based on what's best for my family, and not so much based on the happiness and expectations of others. And I think that that's something that no matter how old you get, that you can never be reminded of enough. Because peer pressure is a bitch. It really is. It's not necessarily people telling you to do something. It's like feeling like you're obligated to certain things that, you know, if something stresses you out, something just makes you, if it just physically drives you into knots, physically and mentally, maybe you should cut it out. Maybe you shouldn't do that thing. I mean, there's good kinds of butterflies, right? You know, that feeling when you're in love, like really in love, or the feeling when you hear a song that speaks to your soul. But then there are the things that, then there are the things that just really drive you up a wall, to a point where it's not safe for your mental health. And those things should probably be avoided, cut out of your life. And you know, I just want to reiterate that for me, I'm not started this podcast as something to, you know, help myself to get all of this off of my chest, right? Well, just so happens that, you know, as things have gone along, I needed the holiday. I needed the break that the holidays brought, because I got to a point where I was like, oh shit, you know, there are some people who actually listen to this podcast now, and that scares me. So I have to like show this line of like linear improvement, or else something. I don't even know what my fear was there. I can't even name exactly what that fear was. I just know that I felt like I needed to just be constantly improving. I mean, which would be great, don't get me wrong, at, you know, this like constant upward trajectory of personal growth would just be amazing. And I don't even know if that type of person exists, maybe on paper somewhere, but you know, I think that for all of us, you know, living in the real world, you know, these things are a constant back and forth. There are highs and lows, and hills, valleys, mountains, everything in between, flat stretches. You know, rivers of melancholy, and you know, deep-seated. And a deep-seated joy in other times, and other times just an absolute, you know, manic energy. And then sometimes you crash down from that, and you repeat that cycle. Sometimes. So, anyway, I just wanted to touch base because I haven't done this in a while, and finally got back to a point in the new year where I felt like I could, where I felt like I had something to say. I'd love to hear, some of your New Year's resolutions, some of your, I don't want to say New Year's resolutions, but if you want to share New Year's resolutions, feel free. But, or just, you know, anything that you've resolved to do differently, I'd love to hear those. And as always, I'd love to hear your stories about how you deal with your depression, how you deal with, you know, trauma in your life, what's helped you, what hasn't. And then, you know, just anybody out there that ever needs somebody to talk to or an outlet, feel free to send me a voice message. And anyway, I really appreciate those of you that have reached out to me already. You guys are great. But anyway, Happy New Year to everyone. And we'll see you next time on the Depression Diaries. Thank you.